Sound Advice is known for truth-telling, and our mini-sodes give even more insight from our star entrepreneurs. A few years ago, Matthew Porter spotted an opportunity to launch a side hustle selling glass straws. Goodbye, single-use plastic. Hello, environmentally friendly alternative. But on this mini-sode, he reveals it wasn't that easy to convince people he was onto a winner. I'll let him explain. And to listen to the whole story, don't forget to check out episode 4 of Sound Advice.
But the manufacturer that one of our partners has a relationship with, we're not keen to bring to the consumer market. So obviously we could see that there was already consumer search, and in the UK, there weren't many others that were serving that consumer market. So, you know, that sort of phase of things was more down to negotiating costs, and making sure that, you know, we can work to a pricing to the consumer that would work and that offers the consumer value for money, whilst we can still make the margins. But as you mentioned, the product packaging, that had its challenges. All of us involved in the business had never really had much experience with that. So approaching companies, we really had not a stonewall, but we had difficulties even getting packaging manufacturers to actually speak to us and take us seriously. A lot of the time, lots of the packaging manufacturers had questions related to volumes, but we also had counter questions that would answer those questions. So to every question of what volume do you need, our counter question was, well, what are the costs going to be? Because we obviously had a budget but wanted to get as much packaging for that budget to sort of maximize our margins, because with anything, the higher volume you can purchase, the pricing always reflects that. So the higher the volume, the lower the cost generally are per unit. So eventually we found a great partner to work with, that were fully understanding as to the product and how we wanted the packaging. And then together we managed to design a product packaging that worked for us. The other side to that is, again, going back to the actual design of the packaging itself in terms of the artwork for the packaging. My background also is in graphic design. So, and I could do that, which reduced costs, that allowed us to buy more of the actual carton units themselves and dilute that cost further. Again, bringing savings to the consumer, and helping us retain further margins as well.
You can listen to the rest of this brilliant episode in full by subscribing to Sound Advice on Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's be honest, who wouldn't?